daily Los Angeles Angels podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. You're locked in with your host, Brent McGuire. In today's episode, we're going to take a look at some of the potential general manager candidates for the Angels. But first, just some housekeeping stuff. As a reminder, I'm away from social media right now, so if you want to contact me, you can email me at brentjmcguire94@gmail.com. You can find my written work at Crashing the Pearly Gates. And if you haven't already done so, make sure to download, subscribe, rate, and review the Locked On Angels podcast on any of your favorite podcasting platforms. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope your weekend went well. Before we take a look at some of these candidates for Angels general manager, let's talk about the World Series that's coming up. So before I do so, let's bring in some audio of the Rays and Dodgers making it to the World Series.
And on the first pitch in the air, right field, that is playable. Coming in, Margot, and that's it. The Tampa Bay Rays have won the American League pennant. The Rays are going to the World Series.
Towering fly ball. The Dodgers come from behind in the series. They come from behind in Game 7, and they win the National League pennant.
That audio is courtesy of Major League Baseball and their YouTube channel. So first up, the Rays, man, what a fun story. This was a team that led the American League in wins this year, so the fact that they made it to the World Series isn't too surprising, I guess, but this is still an incredibly fun team, a team that made it here with one of the lowest payrolls in all of baseball, a team that doesn't have a ton of superstars, but just a roster that's incredibly well-built, balanced across the roster, super, super fun team to watch. And in terms of the Dodgers, I mean, we're not surprised. This was the best team coming into the year. This was the best team before they went out and got Mookie Betts. So again, nothing too surprising, but this is going to be one heck of a World Series matchup. We have a ton of talent on display, and I'm super excited for this World Series to get going. But with that being said, we actually have some Angels news, and that has been hard to come by over the last few weeks. So on late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, John Morosi of MLB.com came out with an article with six new publicly known names that could be fit for Angels GM. So I decided to not only write an article at Crashing the Pearly Gates, but I felt like this would be an easy and obvious episode to do to start off this week. So why don't we take a look at the eight publicly known Angels GM candidates that are reported by prominent news outlets and writers. You know, we've got Ken Rosenthal reporting Dave Dombrowski's out there and Morosi posting these potential names. So let's take a look at some of these guys. So I want to first start this off by saying that in Morosi's article, it was claimed that the club is still in, quote, the preliminary stage of their search process. So there's still a long way to go. There's a lot of names that are being mentioned right now, but we do have some surefire names who are at least being mentioned as potential candidates. So first and foremost, I want to start this off with Dave Dombrowski. And this is one that has been discussed ad nauseum. Obviously, we have talked about him on this show. He was mentioned as a candidate late in the season. He was mentioned as a candidate by The Athletic's Ken Rosenthal right after Billy Epler was fired. And this is just an obvious fit for many, many reasons. This is one of the most successful GMs, baseball executives of the past, I don't know, 25, 30 years. I mean, his resume speaks for itself. You look at what he did with the Marlins, getting them to their first World Series title in 1997, getting the Tigers to two World Series appearances in his tenure in Detroit, and most recently with the Red Sox in 2018 winning the title. And you just look at the track record, both from team success and from the individual player perspective, he has just done a lot of good things in baseball. If you look at his draft selections, he's selected Justin Verlander and Rick Porcello in the draft. If you look at trades, he's went out and got Miguel Cabrera, Max Scherzer, Chris Sale, Craig Kimbrell, and Prince Fielder. And he was able to acquire JD Martinez on two separate occasions, both with the Tigers and the Red Sox. I mean, you look at his track record, his success is basically undeniable. But that being said, there are downsides with Dombrowski, and I think most fans recognize that this is a guy who has had a very incessant win now approach, and that has definitely led to the organization that he leaves to be in pretty bad shape by the time he leaves. You look at what happened when the Tigers, or what happened with the Tigers and Red Sox when Dombrowski left. You had inflated payrolls and bad farm systems, really just a tough situation. And for Angels fans, that can be scary. We've been through those periods where Angels GMs have put a lot of emphasis on the short term and trying to win as much as you can in the short term with the cost of long-term sustainability. But I do think there is a little bit of difference because Dombrowski does have a better track record than guys such as Jerry DePoto, Tony Riggins, and I do think the Angels are in a position right now where they need to start winning some games as soon as possible. And I do think Dombrowski is a fit, but if I'm being totally honest, he would not be my first choice for Angels GM. Next on the list is Tony LaCava, who is the senior vice president for the Toronto Blue Jays. And this might be a guy that is familiar to Angels fans because he was mentioned as one of the early candidates to fill the Angels GM role the last time around. So if you remember, back to the 2015 season, Jerry DePoto leaves in the middle of the season. The Angels are scrambling to find a GM once the season ends. And LaCava was one of the early mentions. And this makes him a big fit for the Angels from that perspective. But you also look back and see that he was a scout and worked in the Angels front office back in the 1990s. His first job was spending 10 years with the Angels as a scout and working in the front office. So he's a big fit. That just, it makes a lot of sense. And you look at what he did in his time in Toronto. He's taken on numerous roles. He's been assistant GM, interim GM, director of player development, senior vice president. He's done all that over the last 10 to 15 years in Toronto. And he's been around for a couple different phases for the Blue Jays. He was part of that front office that brought in Jose Bautista, Josh Donaldson, Edwin Encarnacion, helped get the Jays to back-to-back ALCS appearances in 2015 and 2016. And then they obviously had their down period after that, but he helped bring in guys like Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Bo Bichette, Kevin Biggio. So he has been there for pretty much the entire Blue Jays trajectory over the last 10 to 15 years. So if he left, he's obviously leaving behind a pretty darn good Toronto Blue Jays team with a lot of young talent, but the fits are here. You look at the Angels connections and it's an obvious fit from numerous perspectives. Coming up in a bit, we're going to look at the remaining Angels GM candidates, but first let me tell you about Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar on the market right now. The new and improved Built Bar is even more delicious than it's ever been before. With 18 amazing flavors, including 6 new flavors such as caramel brownie, cookies and cream, and carrot cake, Built Bars are delicious. Bars are covered in 100% chocolate and they are soft and easy to chew. Built Bars are healthy for both guys and gals. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and high fiber, and they work for basically any kind of diet, including diets like the keto diet. And for a limited time, you can get a free cooler with your purchase while supplies last. So what are you waiting for? Go to builtbar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get 20% off your next order. That's promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at builtbar.com. I want to give a quick plug to my fellow Locked On Major League Baseball podcast. So make sure to go check out the Locked On Rays and the Locked On Dodgers podcast to get up-to-date information on the upcoming 2020 World Series. So let's take a look at some of the remaining names who are potential candidates for the role as Angels GM beyond this season. So next up on the list, familiar name for a lot of baseball fans, Josh Burns. Burns is the current vice president of baseball operations for the Los Angeles Dodgers. That's a role he's been in with since the 2015 season. And I gotta say, it's kind of difficult to find a guy with a more accomplished track record in terms of potential GM fits, guys that are at least available. He has been around for quite a while, and you look at who he's worked under. He's been the GM before at times. He's been GM in Arizona for a little while and in San Diego, but he's also had he's been second up to Andrew Friedman in Los Angeles and Theo Epstein in Boston. So he's been around some of the most notable front office members in the entire game. And both Friedman and Epstein are on the record of talking about the prominent role that Burns has played. And per the Dodgers website, Burns has basically been the club's scouting and player development guru since the 2015 season. And that's a pretty big deal. Now, you can say, well, the Dodgers have a lot of money. Burns isn't even the guy that's running the show. Like, cool, not that impressive. But you look at the fact that he's handled scouting and player development, and you look at some of the names who've come in. You've got Walker Buehler and Will Smith, Gavin Lux, Max Muncy, Chris Taylor. He has absolutely helped shape this Dodgers roster, and he's kind of played like that, like I said, that right-hand man to Andrew Friedman and kind of done a lot of the dirty work behind the scenes. He's not the most notable guy in that front office, but I believe he's a very accomplished guy. And if you're looking for a guy that's, you know, available for the Angels, it's hard to find someone who's more qualified than Josh Burns. Next up on the list from John Morosi's article is Jason McLeod, who is the current senior vice president of player personnel for the Chicago Cubs. This is a name that has popped up a lot in recent years, and based on his standing, you know, he's basically third in line behind Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer in Chicago, but he's also recently got a promotion to this current role, and he's done quite well in this position, and his niche has really been scouting, player development, player personnel, and you look at the list of players that he's helped draft and develop. You've got Dustin Pedroia, Anthony Rizzo, Chris Bryant, Jacoby Ellsbury, Kyle Schwarber, Ian Happ. Those are just many of the guys who have been drafted and developed under this guy. And this is a really, really smart dude. He's got 2 World Series rings, 1 in Boston, 1 in Chicago. And you're looking for guys who are maybe, you know, under the radar because they're not household names. And McLeod definitely fits that mold and would be a pretty big addition if he was to become the Angels' next GM. Next on the list, Billy Owens, who is the current assistant GM and director of player personnel for the Oakland A's. And I got to be honest, this is the one guy I just don't see him leaving Oakland for a lot of reasons. First and foremost, in Morosi's report, he said, quote, "Owens is regarded as one of the top talent evaluators in the sport as a key voice in many of the A's cost-efficient moves over the last 2 decades," unquote. So that makes me feel like he's probably going to stay put there, but then you bring in the fact that Billy Bean is leaving the organization to work in a deal with Fenway Sports with current Red Sox owner John Henry, and that leaves a pretty gaping hole at the very top in terms of guys who can really run the show. And Oakland already has a GM in David Force, so you could see a situation where he's promoted to, I don't know, president of baseball operations. That leaves the GM role open for a guy like Billy Owens, who has spent his entire career with the A's, and it just makes a lot of sense for him to stay there. And he's already been listed as a potential candidate for the New York Mets GM vacancy. So this one feels like a long shot, but clearly a talented guy who has thrived in this small ball, not small ball, but small market philosophy with the Oakland A's. So very, very smart candidate. I'm not sure he's going to end up with the Angels. Next on the list, Jared Porter, who is the current senior vice president and assistant GM for the Arizona Diamondbacks. And Porter's got the honorable mention of owning the most World Series titles of any candidate on this list. So he won 3 World Series with the Boston Red Sox and 1 with the Cubs. And he's become one of the most prominent pro scouting guys in the entire sport. And there is a difference between amateur scouting, international scouting, pro scouting. So in Porter's title with these pro scouting roles, he has really focused in on trying to acquire talent at the major league level. So if he's looking for guys in trades, he's looking at the major league level or maybe at AAA. So one of his niches has really been to go find talent wherever he can get it. And you look at what he did in his time in Boston. So he was the director of professional scouting for the Boston Red Sox from 2011 to 2015. That was a kind of up and down period for the Red Sox. But if you look at some of the moves that were made for the 2013 title team in terms of major league talent being added to the roster, you've got Mike Napoli, Shane Victorino, Johnny Gomes, David Ross, Jared Saltalamacchia, John Lackey, Ryan Dempster, Koji Uehara. He was part of a front office that added a ton of talent to that team that won in 2013. Same thing happened when he went to the Cubs. You had Ben Zobrist, John Lackey, Aroldis Chapman. Those three were brought in Porter's short tenure with the Cubs. But you just look at the type of role he's filled, and it's pretty obvious that he's become one of the most prominent names in pro scouting. That's something that Morosi mentioned in his report. This would be a big addition just from the perspective of he knows how to find immediate talent, and that's something that the Angels obviously need as a team that's trying to win as soon as possible. Next on the list is Scott Sharp, who is the vice president and assistant GM for the Kansas City Royals. And he's a lot different from the previous guy, Jared Porter, in that he spent a lot of time as, you know, a guy who controls scouting, player development. So he was a really big part for the Royals' rise to their World Series appearance, their title in 2015. So he's had a couple different roles with the team. He was director of minor league baseball operations for a long time, 2 years as the director of player development, and then he's been the assistant GM since 2015. And like Morosi stated in his article, quote, Sharp was the Royals' director of player development leading up to their back-to-back American League pennants and 2015 World Series title, which were heavily influenced by homegrown talent, unquote. So this is clearly a smart guy. If you're looking for a fit for the current Angels GM role, I don't know if Sharp is the best guy just because it seems like his focus is more on minor league talent and developing players through the draft. And while I fully believe that that's important, I think the Angels are trying to see more immediate results on a roster that has Mike Trout and Anthony Rendon kind of in their prime right now. This is, you know, again, a smart guy. I just don't know if the fit is there, but if he was brought on, you'd probably see a pretty significant improvement in terms of developing talent in the minor leagues. And last on this list of publicly named candidates for the Angels GM role is Logan White, who is the senior advisor to the general manager and director of player personnel for the San Diego Padres. This is the guy that I think he's probably number one on my list, but I also don't think he's about to leave San Diego. He just got promoted. Him and AJ Preller have a long history together, and it seems like he's, you know, kind of at the top or close to the top of building that budding San Diego Padres team. But it's hard to not like what his track record is like. So from John Morosi's article, he said, quote, he ran the Dodgers MLB draft operations during his tenure there, including selections of Clayton Kershaw, Corey Seager, Cody Bellinger, Jock Peterson, Matt Kemp, and Russell Martin, and White was involved in the international signings of Hyunjin Ryu, Hiroki Kuroda, Julio Urias, and Yasiel Puig, unquote. That's quite the list. And then you just include the fact that most recently he's been in San Diego, where he's helped add Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado, Eric Hosmer, you know, under the radar guys, maybe like Tommy Pham, Jake Cronenworth, Mike Clevenger, like all of these guys. And I think the thing that stands out the most is something that is mentioned in Morosi's article is he's kind of been multifaceted and he's handled duties for player personnel, pro scouting, drafting, trading, international signings. You got to like that he's really versatile and he's got the really strong track record. I would be a fan of the Angels signing. If I'm, you know, picking favorites right now, I think Logan White would be great. But because of his recent promotion in San Diego and the team that he's helping construct in San Diego, I think it's a long shot that he'll come to Anaheim. That's going to do it for today's episode of Locked On Angels. As a reminder, if you need to contact me, you can email me at BrentJMaguire94@gmail.com. And you can find my written work at Crashing the Pearly Gates. Speaking of Crashing the Pearly Gates, I do have an article coming out on Monday regarding the same thing that we just talked about, looking at Angels GM candidates. So if you want the written version of this as well, I will include that in the description at some point tomorrow. In terms of what's coming up next, we'll probably keep looking back at some Angels playoff seasons, look at individual games, and keep you up to date on what's going on in the current playoff format. And I'll obviously make sure to keep you up to date on any Angels news. But that's it for today's episode. As always, thank you for joining. Stay safe out there, and we'll talk some Angels baseball on Tuesday.